Democratic Senator Charles Schumer is calling on the Federal Highway Administration and the State Department of Transportation to unlock funds for the city of Utica to use in a new project. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the funds were frozen because they were earmarked for a different project that never went through.
Congress awarded Utica $2 million more than 10 years ago to make repairs to a bridge that was ultimately closed down. The project was put off and the funds went largely unspent. Now Utica has a citywide master plan to connect downtown, Bagg Square, and Harbor Point with new bicycle lanes and pedestrian walkways. The city wants to use those funds to help cover some costs. But federal rules had blocked earmarked funds from being reused on different projects.
It's like going to a bank after you make a deposit and they say you can't take out your money, it's not yours anymore.
Schumer says he helped pass a law last year that would allow the money to be reused if it was earmarked more than 10 years ago, 90% of the funds remain unspent, and the new project is within 50 miles of the original. Utica's Harbor Pedestrian Project meets those criteria. And Schumer says it is possible Utica could receive the money within months, depending on when the Federal Highway Administration and the State Department of Transportation process the change.
Cyclists, pedestrians will come and walk. It'll be beautiful. The whole thing will be beautified. And what happens when that happens? Stores, shops, cafes, restaurants open, creating jobs. The water here is a beautiful resource. We ought to use it.
Utica Mayor Robert Palmieri says there is a concept and plan for the area that is shovel-ready.
It would be Christmas in August.
The project will double the width of a stretch of existing sidewalk and reconfigure an intersection for better vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian traffic. In Utica, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.